it came as a shock. We were expecting it, but we did not. I did not expect it to happen just overnight. Perhaps a 6 months warning of some sort, so that we can try to make some alternative arrangement. That did not happen. So at the moment, we're stuck.
And how will it affect you and the supermarket there?
We are located in the New Guinea Islands, which is quite a fair way from Port Moresby and Lae. And the ban will probably affect us more than customers in Lae and Port Moresby, because they have easy access to the highlands, and therefore they will get first choice of what is available.
And how much of the produce that you purchase is imported from Australia and New Zealand at the moment?
Currently, about 85 to 90% of what we sell at the supermarket is imported, mainly because we just cannot get any stuff in where we are located. Brown onion is the main one. We do about one ton of brown onions every shipment, which is on a monthly service. But things like English cabbage, English potatoes, tomatoes, capsicum.
And do you think you'll be able to replace those with locally grown produce?
In time it can, but we are a small island. We are located on a small island where there is a mining, Newcrest Mining is located, and the people here are not very keen on doing gardening and producing stuff like it. So if we are lucky, we can get some produce out of East New Britain and from the mainland New Ireland province. But it will take some logistical way to bring it across. And we don't have access to shipping from New Britain and New Ireland. It's mostly out of Lae.
So what do you think will happen? You'll simply have to go without, and your customers will have to go without.
It looks like we just have to. We just have to, and we have no choice.
It seems like the government and the agriculture minister's decision to impose the import ban has caught everyone off guard, and it came out of the blue. What do you think about the way the government has handled this?
I think it's been handled badly. Maybe there is some sort of political pressure on the politicians. But I think, in all fairness, to the customers and also traders like us, you know, we should be given time to, like, at least up to six months to find alternatives, and maybe the government can spend more time with the agriculture department to ensure that things like brown onion is sufficiently produced in the country, and then we can see how we go from there. But what it does, it will have a big impact on our trading and also our customers in the region that we serve.
One of the justifications given for the ban is that it will help local producers, you know, upscale their businesses. What do you think of that reason?
It is a valid reason, but I reckon that it over time, rather than rushing it, they should work together with people like us, rather than just the farmers and the politicians just deciding on a whim of what has to be done. I think the supermarket should be included in some sort of dialogue, so we can try to come to an agreement that is both fair to everybody. I just hope that common sense prevail, and we'll try to get something that will benefit all. I certainly agree that we should put some ban, but it should be planned properly in such a way that everybody benefits.